There's a lot of great things that happened in this game. The first thing that comes to my mind, honestly, is Shane Bowen's defense. They were more aggressive than we had seen in the previous 2 weeks. You know, he has this supposedly this bend, don't break, stop the run defense.
Yeah.
This was an attack defense yesterday, which if I were the Giant fan, I'd say, you know, that's the way you play defense. You get after the opposing quarterback. They realized that Cleveland could not handle a blitz. Anytime they brought five or six players in the pass rush, you know, Deshaun's running all over the place. Can't process the field, and it was obvious. And I want to give a game ball to Shane Bowen first. And
oh, you're giving out game balls this morning
for him because that defense played that well.
200,
I think 217 total yards, man. And you know they had, they were just all over.
Here you go.
No.
Here's the ball.
It's a virtual game ball.
Well, but we have a ball here. Why don't you just point it to the camera and go, I'd like to give a game ball to.
The ball stays here.
All right.
I'll do it.
What's this, camera one here, CBS Sports Network? Boomer's giving a hero. Here we go. Boomer's giving a game ball to Shane Bowen. Here you go, Shane. Game ball. All right, next one.
All right, 8 sacks on top of holding them to 217 yards, and he did a good job of stopping the run. And I'll tell you, that's defense. That's what wins. And the defense can continue to put fourth performances like that, then it will allow Daniel Jones and Malik Nabers to do their thing. And the Malik Nabers thing, you know, a couple of those catches yesterday were unbelievable.
Yep.
They were great.
I'm going to give a game ball to Malik Nabers. Here you go. Malik, game ball from Boomer and Geo. As this was a breakout performance, we saw last week.
I mean, last
but not
week,
not like
last,
this.
Last
we saw a little bit of it last week against the Commanders. This is still, even though the Browns stink, still regarded as one of the better defenses in the game, and he was unbelievable. A couple of spectacular catches, multiple touchdowns, both of them. You know, the one in the corner of the end zone could be one of the better catches of the year. I mean, yes, we got a taste of it last week. We got full-blown superstar Malik Nabers on the road this week.
We all knew when he was drafted that he was going to be this.
We all hoped.
No, this is what he was in college. This is what all these LSU wide receivers are. We knew that he was going to be a superstar. The question was, can Daniel Jones get on the ball? I will say, if I were really to nitpick yesterday, the second half, the offense really didn't do much. And I felt like even during when they were playing well, I felt like Daniel was a little bit inaccurate at times. And this is what creates great catches, when the balls are inaccurate.
Sure.
You know, he had a wide open tight end in the back of the end zone, overthrew him. You know, this catch that Malik Nabers makes back in the end zone, I mean, that shouldn't have had to be made that way. Darius Slayton on the sideline, and he threw it at his feet. I mean,
we understand he's not.
Right. I mean, so
Peyton Manning,
if I was going to nitpick something, yeah, it would be somebody, you know, and even though the numbers were good and solid, I kind of liked the way that they played. And as I was saying, at the end of the first half, that was a total football team, with the exception of the blunder on special teams and the first play from offense. That legitimately looked like a really good football team.
Yeah, I mean, and there was multiple opportunities for the Browns to come back after they got that 2-point conversion. They made it 21-15. They got, you know, 3 different possessions where they could have gone down and won the game. And the Giants' defense, you know, with a combination of Deshaun Watson just being completely lost. But I'm going to give credit to the Giants' defense, the best they played all year. The Giants' defense shut them down each and every time. Fourth downs, more aggressive. Dexter Lawrence looked like.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
The best player at his position in football, like he did most of last year in this game. He was all over the place.
Brian Burns made some plays.
Yeah, sack, fumble, and you know what was great about that is you were a little bit worried about him coming into the game because he popped up on the injury report with a groin injury, and then they showed him pregame, you know, stretching and doing all this stuff, and they say he's going to go, and then is he going to be limited? And he went out there and looked like the player they traded for. So yeah, this was great, and we don't expect the Giants to go on some, you know, magical run to the Super Bowl after this game, but I tell you, it saved the season. It took some heat off of Brian Daboll, and we got some real energy going into Thursday night.
Exactly. That was the thing I was going to say. The Thursday night game now takes on added importance, especially with the way that the Cowboys have played the last 2 weeks. I mean, you know, their defense has not been great. It has been shredded by the teams that they've been playing against. Listen, the Giants aren't the Baltimore Ravens. And they don't have Lamar Jackson back there. But they do have playmakers. And, you know, I would think that, you know, Brian Daboll has got to get this team jacked up for Thursday night. They have to win this game. And the reason they have to win this game is because of who they're playing and the recent history of what happens when they play this team.
Yeah. And the Dallas Cowboys and their fans are saying the same thing. You know, after what happened yesterday, and obviously they make a comeback, but they were getting their doors blown off. And then you got everybody yapping in the post game and Micah Parsons and everything else. I mean, it is ugly right there right now in Dallas. Is they're saying the same thing. We can't lose to the Giants on Thursday night football, lose another football game. Like, we got to win this game. I mean, this is going to be, from our perspective, we're going to be talking a lot about the Giants getting back into it. You know, 2-2, if they could beat the Cowboys, the recent history, that's going to be our discussion points here. But for the Dallas Cowboys and their fans and the national media, this is going to be all spotlight on the Cowboys. If they lose this game, this could be like the beginning of the end for Mike McCarthy. This is the beginning of the end for this regime. All of these horrible conversations that'll come out of it on every single show across the country. So yeah, this is gonna be awesome. The Giants winning yesterday really, really made this game interesting, and the Cowboys losing too, by the way.
Yes, of course. And so now the Giants find themselves essentially behind one team, that's the Philadelphia Eagles, who somehow squeaked out a win yesterday.
What a weird game that was.
That was a weird game. It was a strange game down in New Orleans. But they're right there. They're right there in the mix for this this particular division right now. And this is. I was thinking yesterday when the game was over, just please hang on. Just hang on.
Well, they deserve to win that game if they would have lost.
I know, but you know, the thing is, you know when they get the ball and they end up kicking a field goal in that series, mm-hmm. at the end? That was like I didn't like that series. It was like a give up series, and we're going to put a kicker out there that we don't
the
know.
The one they missed, obviously. It looked like they were playing for the field goal.
Exactly.
Yeah, and because they got a little timid. It was on the road. We want to hang on. Well, but right there, that shows me that there's still not full faith in the quarterback to make those plays and make those decisions.
At that moment in the game.
Right. I mean, against the defense that had shut them down for the entire second half, actually. So, I mean, that's really what that was. I mean, I don't think Brian Daboll with Josh Allen's playing the same strategy. I don't think that Mike Kafka and Brian Daboll with a quarterback that they trust a little more is going to approach that situation the same way.
Do you remember going into the game, I was saying how I don't think Deshaun Watson likes playing at home?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. We both picked the Giants, by the way.
I don't think he likes playing at home. I think he's very uncomfortable playing in front of those fans.
Because the first thing
that goes wrong, they're all over him.
Even after that start, they were all over him. I mean, he really is awful, though. I mean, he does not look anything like the player that he was in Houston. This is nothing new, but this is the first time I watched really 4 quarters straight of him playing football. He's bad. And if you took away his name and what he did in Houston and going to playoff games and having some of these incredible performances back in the day, and you just put him out there, I mean, he's like Bryce Young, essentially. That's how bad he is. I mean, you have no faith in him making a play on a third down or a fourth down if you're watching him. And that's why the Browns fans have had it. And they're locked in. He's got more lawsuits against them. The contract is guaranteed. It's a disaster. And it's just a classic Cleveland Browns thing. And as you said it at the time, when this happened, there was one team in the league with an owner that was dumb enough to do something like this. They did it, and it's blown up in their face.
Yeah.
It looks like he's done. I mean,
it does. It does. I mean, it's bad. It's really bad, especially when they're playing at home.
Yeah.
When they play on the road, he plays a little bit more relaxed. He'll make a few more plays, but when he plays at home, you can just see that he's tight. He runs around, and I will give Shane Bowen a lot of credit here. They recognize that he can't read a blitz to save his life, and he can't save his life because he can't read a blitz.
He was sending guys all over the place, Jason Pinnock.
And I love it, and I love the fact that Shane did that. I mean, that's like, if we're going to sit here and we're going to criticize if a defense plays bad, and we're going to get all over the defense coordinator. Yesterday's defensive performance was due in large part to the game plan of the defense.
Yeah,
and getting after the opposing quarterback to the tune of 8 sacks. That was a terrific performance. They won the game. Due in large part to really 2 things. One was, again, Malik Nabers was great. Devin Singletary was great, too, by the way.
He got to stop fumbling.
I know he does. And then you also have this defense that really put forth. And, you know, when you saw Brian Burns come around the corner and reach and knock the ball out, that's the player the Giants traded for. Mm-hmm. Because that's what he would do down in Carolina. So maybe he's feeling more and more comfortable. The other play that I thought was just unbelievable was when they bring Jameis Winston in for the quarterback sneak and Kayvon Thibodeau somehow, I mean, is in the backfield before, I felt like before Jameis even had the ball in his hands.
Yeah, which is interesting because it's, you know, he's in there. It's his first cadence. It's his only cadence of the game, and Kayvon somehow was able to read it perfectly.
Yeah, but nobody blocked him.
I mean, nobody touched him, but I mean, he got off the ball very quickly, too. Yeah, I mean,
if I was on the other side, I'd be like, guys, is somebody going to block the guy?
What are we doing?
I mean, and the other thing, too, is Jameis, for some reason, it seemed like he hesitated.
Yeah.
Like, you don't hesitate. Like, he took the ball, looked, and said, okay, I'm going to go to the left. And then as he decided that he was going to go to the left, Kayvon Thibodeau was on him before he even knew what happened. Think about that play for a second.
Yeah, I know. It was bizarre. I mean, in a critical moment, you're putting Jameis in there to do that. That was very Browns-like, that particular situation.
I would think that as good as we feel this morning about both all three, the Yankees, the Mets, and the Giants. Like, if you are a Browns fan in Cleveland this morning, it's completely blown. Like, you feel like your season's completely shot.
Yeah, I mean, because you got zero faith in your quarterback, and he was supposed to be the savior. And he was supposed to be the guy that solved that problem, just like Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. I mean, and obviously Deshaun Watson being a lot younger, but just the same similarities with the franchise who's been searching and searching and searching for the answer at quarterback. And they thought, even though he was, you know, a pervert, that they got him. And all that stuff would go away and he'd be a great quarterback again. And what has happened? He's been terrible and there's been more lawsuits.
And the Cleveland Browns had to give up a ransom to get him.
Yep.
And that doesn't even count the $230 million totally guaranteed. That contract, in my eyes, was a bribe to get Deshaun Watson to even consider Cleveland, because Atlanta or New Orleans, where he wanted to go originally, wasn't going to give that kind of contract to Deshaun Watson. They were going to give that kind of package back to Houston, and then Houston said, look, we got 3 teams that want you. We got 3 sets of trade offers that we are willing to accept. But you need to know that Cleveland wants to talk to you about your contract, because the other ones were only going to accept his original contract. Cleveland were the idiots who ripped it up. And I, you know, he's been what there? Has he been there three? He's been there 3 years, right?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, you got to remember he was suspended for a long. So this
11 games. He got suspended for 11 games, played, and then came back and got hurt last year.
Yeah.
So this is his 3rd year there.
Yeah.
I think he's played like 16 games for them.
Yeah.
You talk about one of the worst decisions.
Yeah.
Because of what you had to give up to get him.
Yeah, and look what, I mean, I know the Texans got blown out yesterday, but look at what the Texans have been able to do to benefit from that. They go to the playoffs last year. They started off 2-0 this year. I mean, they essentially, like, resuscitated their entire franchise because of that trade.
And speaking of the Texans getting blown out yesterday, Mr., like, I don't think my team can actually beat the Texans, How do you feel about your Vikings?
Yeah,
now
that was very impressive. I mean, I also said before the season I thought Sam Darnold would be in the conversation as comeback player of the year. But let's ignore that. Let's ignore that part.
We're not going to
four touchdowns again.
You didn't like the matchup this weekend.
I didn't. No, I can't predict the future. What do you want me to say? Like, you know,
a lot of us can't predict the future.
I didn't. I mean, it's good. I'm happy that they're 3-0.
You should be happy. Now they got to go to London.
Right. They end up playing the Jets. So you've got that
9:30 a.m. game on Sunday.
But no. That's a week ahead.
That's a week ahead.
So we got Jets Broncos this week, Vikings Packers this week. In Lambeau, and then the week after will be Jets Vikings.
Hey, you know, is Matt LaFleur the coach of the year right now?
If it's not him, it's Kevin O'Connell, right?
Both playing with backup quarterbacks.
Yeah. Well, Sam was going to start, but it's still Sam Darnold. You know, they had planned to put J.J. McCarthy in there at some point. Yeah, very impressive. I mean, they beat the Giants handily. They beat the 49ers, who looked bad yesterday blowing that game. And they dominated the Houston Texans. So
Darnold is taking them to the playoffs.
Yeah, so far so good.
There
man.
You go.
I mean, this is also a franchise that started off 6-0 in 2003, and then ended up not making the playoffs.
Yeah, the other good thing that came out of last night, you probably didn't even realize it. Rangers beat the Bruins.
Oh my God! Of course I didn't realize. I'm thinking, where is he going? Is he going Mets played at night? He's come like, but I would have realized that. Is it the Chiefs Falcons? But I would have realized that. Rangers beat the Bruins.
Filipino looked good last night.
Preseason hockey. Good for him.
Flying up and down the ice.
Rooting for that guy with all the concussions and everything.